Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you, my friend. I'm praying God's favor be on you as you are blessed in who He is. You're approaching the Christmas week. It's less than a week away. And all over the world, there is a materialistic thing going on where it's about gifts and presents and decorations and all that other stuff. But let's take a moment. Again, you're going to hear other preachers say this. I'm not going to be the only one. But let's take a moment and reflect what we're celebrating. I know we don't know the day that Jesus was born and the exact moment, but we do know that He was born, and that's the basis of our belief. The foundation is that God robed Himself in human flesh, and over the next few days, we just get to reflect on the power of knowing that God came to earth as a human being and that He did remarkable things. And so keep that in mind as you go forward the next few days of the greatness of who He is. Let's read from John 6, verse 25, when they found him being Jesus. On the other side of the sea, they said to Him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Now, the reason they asked that, of course, is because He walked on the water while His disciples had went across on a boat. They couldn't figure out how He got over there. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek Me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." I want you to notice how Jesus answers them without even answering them. Because the question was, when did you get here? How did you get here? Because, you know, we saw your disciples on a boat. We didn't see you on a boat. Jesus ignores the question because He wants to get down to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is that they've chased Him down for day two of miracles. And He says to you, you seek Me not because you saw signs, but because you ate loaves and were filled. It wasn't because you saw Me do something miraculous. You seek Me because I filled your natural belly. 27, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him. And I like to see in this what Jesus is saying to His crowd is, I really wish that when you watched Me feed the 5,000 yesterday, you had been moved to seek Me for what more I could do in your life. If I could multiply bread, what else could I do in your soul? What could I do in your mind? What could I do in your heart? But instead of you sitting back and saying, if He can do that, I bet He could do this, all you think is, man, if He fed me dinner last night, maybe He could feed me breakfast today. And Jesus says, you guys didn't come to Me so that I could do something miraculous in your life. You came to Me so I could do something miraculous in your stomach. It's Jesus' way of saying, why only seek Me for the temporary when you could seek Me for the eternal? And I don't have any problem with asking God for the temporary. But our seeking is not the temporary. Our seeking is the eternal. It's who He is, what He is. And in this season of Christmas where we get unfortunately very materialistic, may we not seek out in this holiday season, may we not seek out more of stuff when it comes to talking to the Lord, but seek out more of who He is. Remember, just as Jesus said, you could have had so much more. It really is all you want, breakfast? I mean, let me ask it to you this way. Or let me paint it this way. This is the story. Jesus gives food, feeds everybody in the room, dinner, with extra food left over. Wouldn't that be an awesome miracle? But what if He's doing it so that you will say to Him, man, if you fed Me that, you could do more. If you could do that, you could do anything. Instead, all you get out of it is, man, I'll go back tomorrow and He'll feed me breakfast. Now, that's good, but that's not great. And I think so many of us have had blessings where God does something in our life and we miss the point. And sometimes all we want is another blessing when really we could have Jesus. As the old song says, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I think the spirit of that songwriter was, I could have stuff and it's great. But if I had to choose between stuff and really knowing Him, where I lay my head on my pillow at night with total rest and assurance, I choose Him because He's the best of the best. And I think the crowd's starting to see that. And if they don't, the next few verses, He's going to introduce them to it. Come back tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.